Lord, today as we continue through these moments of grace, we ask you that the eyes of our hearts might be enlightened, and that we may be aware of the glory that you wish to extend to each of us, this glory of the day of our baptism. There we are liberated, called the daughter of God, and brought into the mysterious, mystical body of Christ. Each of these moments in our lives reveals to us an ever greater awareness of your presence. Lord, your great mystery is why you would want to be consumed. Why do you want to be eaten by us sinners? And yet it is your desire. Because what we eat enters into our body and strengthens us. Blessed Mother, be with us and guide us as we pray. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Saint Joseph. Please be seated, ladies. I want to just give you a little meditation about the concept of glorifying God. In John's Gospel, which I was reading earlier today in my chapel, it says, Father, the hour has come. Give glory to your Son, that your Son may glorify you. And the Lord goes on to talk about this concept of giving glory to God. I would like to sort of pause with you just a couple of moments and reflect back on the predominant emotion that we talked about this morning a couple hours ago. Do you see in that experience how you can glorify God? Tired, frustrated, challenged, whatever. That place is where God wishes you to glorify him. The gift of that generosity, that gift of that trust, that God makes us self-aware, will help you to know how to go to the Lord in adoration. So I want you, again, just to practice, like, Lord, I put that before you. I put that experience, that emotion, that thing in my heart, I give that to you right now. God is glorified through that surrender, through that offering. And he comes back into the place which was once an unidentified or unaware movement of your heart or place. The great paradox of sin is that it actually numbs us and it takes us away from really who I am. Who am I? Well, when I am one who is caught up in sinfulness, I really do not know who I am. It's when I begin to let go and let God to work in my life. So what came to me in the chapel is, let them not go outside of themselves looking for the answer, because that is how many people go looking for Christ that way. But it isn't going within and sort of the self-absorption. I want you to become self-aware of the emotion, the movement of your heart, and then begin to give that over to the Lord, inviting the Lord into that. And then by that act of surrender and trust, you actually glorify the Lord. What spins so many folks up is just like letting things pile up, pile up, pile up, pile up. And they don't turn it over. If you think that you have the world on your shoulders, I just want to let you know that then that's your choice. And there's really nothing heroic about it. Jesus didn't carry the world on his shoulders. He carried a cross. Like, really think about it. Even the phrase, the straw that broke the camel's back, the problem isn't the straw. The problem is the camel. Let all the stuff be on its back. That's the problem. God doesn't want us to go through life like we're some burdened camel. And then all of a sudden, oh, you know, bad news or this or that's it. No, you know, that's a sign of pride, thinking that you can carry that, thinking that God wants you to carry that. That's not true. God wants you to surrender it. I mean, you don't want your kids to walk around with 100-pound book bags on their shoulders. You want them to take them off and go run around and swing and play. But, I mean, imagine. It's crazy. So glorifying God is actually turning it over and then recognizing where you are and who you are and what's happening in your life. And then realizing God has made you in this friendship and God is working in that place of friendship with you. And ultimately, that's how you'll glorify God, by that response. What is the response? Gratitude. There's nothing that sort of turns like us away from the Lord is feeling isolated, feeling like no one understands. But when you are in a place of gratitude, you are relational. Like, really hold on to that. When you are not grateful, you're not in relationship. Okay? Really understand that. Think of a time in your life when you felt abandoned. Think of a time in your life when you were ungrateful. And you know what? Something was broken. I'm not grateful for my mom. I'm not grateful for my kid. Whatever. And what do? You're in on yourself. You're there. So, of course, that's the playground for the evil one. All right? You cannot glorify God in isolation. Like, that's not a place. Folks, some of you have to make a choice to get out of it. You have to make a choice, like, I don't want to be here anymore. No one pushes you in there. Maybe it happened at one point. Maybe I have some tough things going on. But you know what? You realize, man, I'm really emotionally, I'm in a place of sadness or joy. And you know what? The only reason why it's isolating is because that's what you've made it to be. That's what you've chosen. And I want to let you know, in that place is pride. Come on, stay with me. There's pride there. That's not of God. I mean, don't worry, it happens to all of us. But the immediate response is, Lord, I'm going to give you this. I'm going to turn this over. I'm going to invite you in. And I'm going to give it over to you. And guess what? Before you know it, you're back in relationship. You're in communion with God. You're offering. You're receiving. And then you're glorifying God. It's a very, very simple recipe. And it doesn't necessarily involve emotion. And it doesn't necessarily involve you kneeling in a church. It involves awareness. Who am I? What's going on? Why am I going through this? Lord, I know you're here. That confidence to know that he's with you because he's allowing it. Look, there's no secrets. God's not surprised. But what happens is pain, abuse, struggle, all of that stuff will keep pushing you back in there. And guess what we do? Then we don't email, then we don't text, then we don't respond, and blah, blah, blah. The story goes on forever. And before you know it, you just start thinking, crazy woman. I mean, even Jesus doesn't understand that, do you? Look, he's silent. He's like, I don't even know, Father. I don't know. And then when you're in that place, what do? Help. And you start grabbing. Help, help, help. You don't need the help. What you need is, Lord, where am I? Are you here? And then you call out. The Lord will penetrate the pain and the fog. Is everybody with me? Are you following me? And then, so here's the deal. So when you're coming out of the fog, going to talk to a girlfriend who is in the fog does not help. Are you with me? And sometimes you're like, well, let me just go talk to so-and-so. And then they're all skittish and gossipy and critical. And then they just, like, they spun you up even more. It's like, you didn't go there for, like, a coffee break. You went there for, like, a coffee fight. And, you know, and then you're like, well, no wonder that was kind of restless. You just gained nothing by that encounter. You follow me? You know, when you're in that place, you should be able to, like, look, I got to talk to you, but I got to talk to you about, I just need to be with somebody that's stable, emotionally present, not flighty. And what happens is sometimes I'm like, man, like, you're talking to like a crazy alley cat. You're not, that person's not present. Okay? And it doesn't bring you peace. The real friend draws you into self-awareness. The real friend says, why, where are you? What's going on in your heart? Do you know? Oh, I got rejected, or somebody, blah, blah, blah. Or I just need to take care of myself. Okay, come on. Fine. There's a point to that if that's really authentic. But if your feelings got hurt, you got to get over it. The church has a mission of salvation. Okay? The church has a mission of salvation. And that's what we must be about. I heal that I may be an instrument of healing for other people. It isn't I heal and then I can go back and just take it easy. I heal so that I can go and be one who heals. Look, that's why I'm here. Because I feel like God has poured grace in, so I want to come on over and help you get there. That's why I'm here. What kind of gift would it be if I take it and it's like, oh, I'm just going to stay all Saturday in my rectory? It has to involve sacrifice, because the reason you're in the church is because people have prayed and sacrificed for you. You didn't get here on your own. God did great work in you. And you got to go out serving, giving, surrendering. Then you begin to have even more self-awareness and self-knowledge, because in the communion of a deep conversation, God begins to speak even more beautifully to you about you and the beauty of it. And what's the response? Gratitude. Gratitude. Be not afraid. Be not afraid. And so it's so beautiful if you think with me that the woman who has become self-aware with the grace of God, focused on the Lord, gives glory to God. Not in her perfection, but in her awareness of the work of God within her. Be aware of the work of God. Be aware of it. respond in that sense of, Lord, thank you, in gratitude. That is the most beautiful experience. And that's the power of God. What does God want us to do? He wants us to be aware and learning how to glorify God. I want you to, we're going to spend a moment, they're going to sing a song in a minute. And then I want you to look in those, any place in your life where you're like, man, I'm just pulling back. Like I'm taking care of me right now. Okay? Too much taking care of you is a sign of a lack of charity and a lack of gratitude. Okay? And when God saves you, you have to go out and serve and you have to love. You have to be available. And folks, it comes at a sacrifice. But when you're open, God is pouring his love into you, and you're grateful, God's going to bring some busted up person in your life, and then you're going to love them in that place, and then God will use you as an instrument of love for that person. Not me. She doesn't want to talk to me. She wants to talk to some woman. And then you can bring her back to the sacraments and start the journey with her. That's the goal of every Christian woman in the church. That's the goal. And then the body of Christ is glorified. Like we're just, God is blessing and then we're glorifying it back. Right? We're glorifying it back. So let's have a song and then have a chance. I'll pray over you folks. But I just want you to like kind of quiet your hearts a little bit and turn over that emotion, whatever you're going through. But before you turn it over, invite the Lord into it and ask the Lord, Lord, where are you in this emotion? Where are you in this predominant feeling in my heart? And don't try to solve it. Just try to hear it. Like, don't box him in. Just let him just kind of come in. It's like a breeze that comes through these, like, open windows. It comes in, and it just like, whew. And you don't know where it's going to go or where it comes from, but it just swirls, and it's like, okay, got it. Then we can turn it over to the Lord, and then we can be at peace.